truly thought that you would make a great president?
You know, you heard me say that just might have shown how slim the pickings were. Here's the central point about that. I never took that personally. In fact, a lot of the encouragement came with all these caveats. Well, you know, wish you were 6 inches taller, or, you know. But here's what's important about it, and I would hope all of you noticed the same thing. Throughout this process, what people were noticing was not me, it was Indiana. It was a state that is rock solid and solvent when everybody else is busted, that's at the top of everybody's list of a good place to do business, that's building like crazy for the future, our infrastructure, when nobody else can patch a pothole, that's reforming education in a way that is seen as cutting edge, that's got the lowest property taxes in America, and on. And that's part of my job, and that I will always value for months and months and months all over America. People who might not have known about it before got a little dose of, hey, these Hoosiers have their act together. That's interesting. I like that part.
You mentioned slim pickings. It's possible that the voters agree with you because there's a poll out in New Hampshire shows 87% of the likely GOP primary voters are undecided right now. So I wonder what you would tell to people. Do you think that, you know, wait for some other person to come in, settle on the ones who are already out there?
I'd say give the ones who are out there a chance and go let them know to be brave and be bold, and let's just get on with the necessary work of this country. There's some really good people there, and I think that if they step up to the issues and are, again, prepared to have faith in that Americans, told the truth, given the facts, will be more than willing to make the right decisions for our nation and for our kids. If they'll just have that faith, I think there's several of them who can make great presidents.
Governor Paul Ryan had expressed some disappointment that you had decided against Ryan, particularly because it seemed to leave a sort of fiscal conservative vacuum to some degree. Who do you see as carrying that mantle forward if it's not going to be you?
I just said I think any of the folks who are out there have shown an interest in these issues and may be just the right person, which is just a little early to say.
Is there anyone that has shown interest in these issues maybe more than the others? Or?
Well, you're pretty interested, Abdul, I think maybe. Yeah.
At one point you said you were soliciting other candidates to run. Will you be asking anybody else to jump into this race?
No, I don't think so. I think I've had my go at that.
On the education issues, the legislation that was passed, you mentioned you'd be supporting the Senate. Do you foresee at this point any role that you will specifically have in implementing any of these new programs?
Just staying on everybody's back to make sure. That's a good question. I mean, it's largely for the department, although the Board of Ed, whom I appoint, has a lot to say. They were leading reform, really, until this General Assembly. So continuing to work with them and the Commission on Higher Ed, where I make the appointments, and they're doing a terrific job. You heard said for 2 hours here, we really have to start thinking of this as one system as opposed to separate silos now. So, yeah.
And can you, I'm sorry, but some of the other issues you mentioned going forward were going back to Kern and Shepard and the sentencing reform.
Uh-huh.
What are some things that you think you could do between now and the next legislative session to enhance the possibility that those
Right.
things pass?
Well, I've already talked to several lead players on criminal justice reform about dusting ourselves off and trying again. And there, I mean, we were pretty darn close. There was a lot of work going on. There's going to be the commission anyway, review commission meeting this year. So on that one, I think it's just about getting the substance to a point that can't be politically derailed, which happened this time. On Kern and Shepard, it remains a very difficult business of trying to generate some real public support for things that most people agree with, but just not very important to them. You know, you ask people, is it a good idea to have folks have all their cousins and relatives on the payroll? No. Is it a good idea to have people, you know, with a conflict of interest where they're voting on their own salaries? No. But so folks agree, but trying to generate a little bit of activism to offset the intense activism of the people who like the status quo. And now, believe it or not, if you guys don't knock it off, I'm not going to go to the gym and miss another chance to injure myself. So, thank you.
Thank you. You're not
going to
sweat the
stitches off? No, but you know, I can bring another band, so I got to stop and get